Yo, what's up? Welcome to another episode of Mostly Low Budget Movie Reviews. I am your host, Clarence. Thank you for tuning in. And it's time for another weekend review. And as I teased last episode, if you haven't listened to it yet, there's another review I did recently. Go check that one out. This one is the main event for the weekend. This is the bigger movie of the two that I did. And this one was another Netflix original release as well. And this one has like a big time cast in it. I mean, Sandra Bullock, John Bernthal, Viola Davis, Vincent D'Onofrio. I think I said that right. D'Onofrio. You've seen him in a lot of stuff. He's a very versatile actor. It's called The Unforgivable. From the preview, it appears Sandra's like going against her normal casting of what she normally does, and is going to have to really get in her, you know, get in her bag on this one if she's going to be up with all this other talent on the screen. So it's going to stand out if her performance doesn't hold up. And I'm expecting good performances from everybody. But is the movie going to be any good? You know, you can have great performances in a movie and then the movie not be all that great. So what is this one about? Well, we see a woman packing her things in her cell, Ruth, which is Sandra's character, and she's getting out of prison that day. Her parole officer comes and picks her up, and he kind of lays down the rules of everything. And he takes her and drops her off at the halfway house, but they're being followed by some guy. Spoiler free, won't get into that at all. She is getting herself acclimated, all the while we're getting these flashbacks showing us why, or, you know, the events that led to her being in prison. Spoiler free, I got to kind of hint on this a little bit, but she had a sister all those years ago, and she's trying to find her and reconnect. And after doing a little bit of research, she ends up at the house, you know, where the tragic events occurred, you know, her old family home where they used to live. And she meets the new family that lives there. And, you know, she's looking around, and then John, which is Vince's character, who turns out to be a lawyer, she tells him the story, and he agrees to take on her case to help her find her sister. And, you know what? That's actually where I'm going to stop. From there, she tries to make her new life, tries to get things going, and hopefully make contact with her sister. Meanwhile, that man that was following her has a brother, and they have beef. So what's that all about, and what do they plan to do about that situation? So what did the pros think? Well, they came in at a 40% on the Rotten scale, with the audience at an 87% on just over 100 reviews. A little surprised by the scores, but more on that later. And what did I think? Well, first and foremost, the cast is not disappointing. They lived up to the expectations, what I thought. Great performances all around. And Sandra, she did her thing. She played against her cast, and she was believable in it. The story is nothing you haven't seen before. This kind of story has been done. But it does raise some interesting questions along the way. We primarily see things from Sandra's point of view, so it's easy to feel sorry for her and kind of root for her character, because we know things the other characters don't. So you have to step back and consider, Ruth was convicted of a crime that affected a lot of people. How would you feel if that person was suddenly released on good behavior? What effects did her actions have on the lives of these other people throughout the years? While she was in prison, yeah, she was paying for a crime, but these other people still had to live and continue with those events. So who really is the bad guy? Or are there any bad guys? That's a good question to ask. And they do a good job of presenting those questions. And then the third act allows that little twist that they add in there. And they kind of play that all the way out. Which, you know, is fine. However, the negatives are with those questions, though. Because they really needed to flesh out some of the supporting cast a little bit better, some of the supporting characters, and allow that to breathe so that, you know, the points are driven home and all the events have more impact as we go along. As it is, it feels a little bit incomplete. Like there was more that we should have known about these events and, or, you know, about the rest of the people, and we just didn't get that. Another thing, and this really isn't a critique on my part, but this is some pretty, you know, grim you know, pretty grim story with not a lot of happy moments, which is fine with me. I mean, life is not perfectly balanced. I mean, we don't need to see good and bad at the same time. Sometimes things are just all bad. You go through a bunch of bad stuff just to turn around and go through more bad stuff. I mean, and that's life. I mean, we're not seeing her whole life. We're just seeing this slice of life after she's released from jail, and it is what it is. The critics had an issue with this and the material, and that affected a lot of their scores when I was reading through that after I watched the movie. So, another thing, sometimes doing the broken up flashback thing works in some movies. You know, where they keep playing the same flashback over and over again and kind of add just a little bit more, or they do it from a different angle or different perspective. For me, it didn't really work here. What I wish they would have done was play the flashback early without the ending part, then revisit it later when they wanted to do the reveal to really show us what happened. The way they did it here was a little distracting, especially since we kept seeing the same stuff over and over again till the last flashback, you know, until they wanted us to see what happened. And on a side note, again, this isn't a critique per se, but one of the brothers is a real piece of crap. And he was actual catalyst for, you know, the events that took place in that third act. I really wish things would have played out differently for this individual, but I mean, that's authentic, though. Things in life don't always go that way. I mean, bad guys don't always get their comeuppance, right? They sometimes just live their life until it's over, you know? So, I wish we would have saw some more of that part of it. But again, that's not really a critique. That's more of a just an observation watching the movie. And don't worry, that didn't spoil anything. That's not going to ruin the movie for you or anything like that. But I don't want to beat this one up too much. Let me bottom line this one for you. Did I enjoy it? And yes, I did. I would put this one right at an 83% on the Rotten scale. While the overall tone is pretty heavy and dark, I didn't like the use of all those flashbacks and the lack of character development and some of the backstory they needed. Doesn't allow for things to fully pay off when they finally show us the stuff. But the story is, you know, I mean, the performances are really strong, especially Sandra. The question they raise with no answers forced down your throat. They just present some stuff and say, hey, what do you guys think? This is how it's playing out. So, I did like that part of it. And, like I said, I like the overall dark tone. Had they tried to lighten the mood or added some comedy or, you know, did something like that, it just would have felt out of place. And it would have felt like a different kind of movie. It wouldn't have felt like it would have belonged in that same movie. So this was gritty and dark, and that's what it really needed to be. Now, if you enjoy dramas, this is one that you must see for the weekend. But either way, put this one in your queue. Check it out when you have a couple hours. You won't be disappointed. It's a pretty good movie. With that being said, I'm going to close it out right here. If this is your first time, don't make it your last. This has been a Podbean production, mostly low-budget movie reviews with Clarence. Facebook, Instagram, check out all my links there. I post the posters and links and everything. And I'm up on all streaming platforms, if you didn't know, everywhere, Apple, yeah, all the streaming platforms. So, yeah, definitely check me out. Like, share, subscribe, all that good stuff. Show, you know, forward it on to some people that might like to discuss movies or like movies or need some suggestions. I got a lot of catalog now of movies that I've seen, some good, some bad, some in the middle that you need to decide for yourself. But anyway, again, thank you for the support. Thank you for taking a few minutes to listen to me. I appreciate it. And I will see you guys next time. Peace.